Well, let's sing a song. What can we sing?
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Welcome everyone to tonight's show. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Michael. This is Symposia. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour. It's very interesting me back in the studio. I've been having a very difficult relationship with my schedule this semester, but it's very nice being back in the studio here on this Tuesday night. I wasn't here last week. Due to some illness, but feeling a lot better. Excited for a great show. We opened up today with Hot Rod by Dayglo. I opened up with that piece tonight because I've had a very interesting day. I actually got to interview Dayglo today as part of the Tufts Daily because he's coming April 30th for Spring Fling. And that was probably one of the craziest things I've ever done in my life, was getting to actually talk to Dayglo, who's one of my favorite artists. I am still a little bit in shock and disbelief that that got to happen, but that was my day, getting to talk to an inspiration of mine. He's a really, really cool guy, and I'm very excited for him to come for Spring Fling, but that was some of his music that you guys just heard there. It is also the Ides of March, so I hope everyone's having a better day today than Julius Caesar had 2,000 years ago. Yeah. It's been an interesting Tuesday, but I actually had a different idea on what I wanted to play tonight on my show. I don't always get to do themed shows. I always come up with ideas for things, but very rarely do they ever come to fruition. But I thought since yesterday was Pi Day, it'd be really fun to try to come up with a math kind of show tonight. So all of the songs after that Dayglo one, which I did for my own ego boost, all these songs are going to be about numbers, which is pretty fun. So we're going to be opening up this next one with a pretty fundamental one. It's by actually a band that also, funny enough, has a number in their name. But here is one of the most important numbers, also one of the loneliest numbers. Here is One by Three Dog Night. Please enjoy.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Especially when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when it hurts so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one, two,
there's
three,
only
four.
One thing to do. Three words for you.
There's only one way to say those three words, and that's what I'll do.
I love you.
Give me more love from the very very start. Piece me back together when I fall apart. Tell me things you never even tell your closest friends. Make me feel good when I hurt so bad. Best that I've had, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as 1, 2, 1, 2. There's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words. That's what I'll do.
Changing your heart.
Welcome back, everyone. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Touch Freeform Radio. My name is Michael. This is Symposia. Those songs that you just heard there were One by Three Dog Night, 1-2-3-4 by the Plain White Tees, and 1-2-3-4 by Feist. As I mentioned before I started playing these songs, we are doing the Numbers show, songs that feature numbers. And so those were some of my favorite ones. No pun intended, every time I say ones, by the way. It's just my vernacular. That featured very specifically numbers. I have a few other ones, I think, later in the show, too. But, I mean, one is very much one, and then those ones are, you know, 1-2-3-4. And obviously, the Plain White Tees are taking a little bit of liberty with that, you know, one thing to say, three words, that sort of thing. But Plain White Tees, great band, by the way. I used to listen to them quite a bit when I was younger, but then I kind of dismissed them for a while because I thought I was cooler than that. But then I rediscovered them in college. Great band. They hold up. And then Feist, 1-2-3-4, obviously a classic. But we got a lot of great number songs to keep going with the show. I couldn't think of a good transition for these next ones, but essentially this next section focuses a lot on not numbers themselves, but like an amount of something. Yes, I'm going to say it that way. Because numbers are great when they're just numbers, but also numbers are great for, you know, like using them for other things. So, you know, if we're going to start out this next one with, you know, an amount of time, here is 6 Weeks by Beach Bunny. Please enjoy.
Can we go back? Can we go back? Can we go back? I've been playing the same song for 6 weeks, trying to find Interesting at parties.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties. Yeah, no, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more. No, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more. Remember when she broke my heart, waiting for
tell. Maybe a
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties. Yeah, no, I ain't scared of you. No, I.
Thank you. there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders and into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you very much. That was a special guest reading of the PSA tonight. Thank you very much to our special guest, Kate. Thank you very much. Yes, very important tips on ladder safety. Yeah, I always find that to ring quite true. The not let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Have you ever fallen off a ladder?
I have not. I'm afraid of heights. I do not go on ladders. But I find it my supreme duty to warn others.
Of course. I mean, we are safety-minded here at WMFO.
Yes, at WMFO Medford, we are very safety-minded. Speaking of WMFO Medford, that's this radio station where we play music. And we just played some music. The songs that we just heard there were 6 Weeks by Beach Bunny, 99 Luftballoons by Nina, 100 Bad Days by AJR, and 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. Now, Kate, you and I are both in the pep band.
Yes, that we are.
We were at the lacrosse game quite recently. Was that last week, 2 weeks ago?
That was 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yes, 2 weeks ago. Tufts absolutely crushed. Who were we playing?
Colby.
That sounds right.
Yes.
I believe the final score was
27-5, I think.
27-5? I thought they got to at least 7.
Oh, maybe they did. Maybe it was 27-7. Sorry, I'm not giving them credit.
No, that's okay.
It was a bit of a blowout.
Yeah. It was difficult to watch at times, but we were quite proud of ourselves. Because we were able to play 25 or 6 to 4 after the score was 25 to 6, right?
I thought it was 25 to 4.
It was 25 to 4.
Minutes.
Yes, at 6 minutes.
Yes.
That was great. 25 at 6 to 4.
Yeah.
Which is more or less the title of the song.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. But we do have more songs to play for you tonight of a similar nature. As I mentioned before, in honor of all our math-minded friends here, Kate included.
I'm a math minor, so I'm really loving the theme tonight.
Yes, numbers, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
As a words guy myself, I like to pay tribute.
Mm.
But anyway, that last song, 25 or 6 to 4, for those of you who are unfamiliar, it's about a time, that is, it's 25 or 6 minutes to 4 in the morning. And all the lyrics reflect, him sitting on the floor, staring blindly into space, while he's in the middle of the night, starting to, lose his mind a little bit. Very recently, a band that we enjoy, Peach Pit, came out with their album From 2 to 3, which is actually of a very similar nature. And since, of course, tonight is numbers, how applicable that I get to play more numbers music. And in a similar vein as the last one, it's about time. So we're going to kick off this next set with that one. Here is From 2 to 3 by Peach Pit. Their new song off of that album of the same name, From 2 to 3. So please enjoy. At 2 a.m.,
stay just out the way. Look in my direction once a year for me to say that I get back on you so heavily. At 2 a.m., but closer now to 3 for me. And you're
problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
So 5:05. If it's a 7-hour flight or a 45-minute drive, in my imagination, you're waiting, lying on your side, with your hands between your thighs. Stop and wait a sec. When you look at me like that, my darling, what did you expect? I'd probably still
If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Yes, donations drive is starting up, so please consider donating. We're reaching the end of the program here. Unfortunately, it is almost the end of the 11 o'clock hour, so I'm going to have to start saying goodbye, but we've been having a lovely time here in the studio tonight. Tonight was the numbers show, so the numbers that you just heard there, pun unintended, were From 2 to 3 by Peach Pit, 500 Miles by Peter, Paul, and Mary, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon, 27 Reasons by Willis, and then 505 by the Arctic Monkeys. Arctic Monkeys is a band I haven't gotten to play too much. I'm going to start putting them into more of these playlists. I don't have too much more that I want to be saying tonight. It is, as I mentioned at the beginning, I've been in and out of the studio this semester, but it's very nice to be back. And I'm looking forward to coming back in 2 weeks, because I won't be here next week, most likely, because it is spring break. So I hope everyone ends up having a lovely spring break. I will probably not be here. In case I am, feel free to tune in. But otherwise, come back in 2 weeks, Tuesdays at 11 p.m. I'll be here on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. But yeah, my name is Michael. This has been Symposia. You guys have been a lovely, lovely audience. I do have one more song to play before we depart for the evening. Normally, I end with the Jackson 5 because it's always a lot of fun. And actually would have probably been applicable because, you know, the Jackson 5, you know, that's a number. But I wanted to end with one of the, what I would say is one of the greatest number songs of all time. So please, here is The Proclaimers. Enjoy.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you.